asked me, what would you say to Justice Alito? I'd say, give it up. Stop. I mean, for real, though. I've had just about enough of the, I'm not subject to any laws or ethical requirements, and the smugness of it all. I did promise you some silver lining on all of this. And there is another little development that's going on, and I haven't even gotten into it in detail. We will talk about it on Monday. And that is the North Carolina Supreme Court blocking the certification. The Republican-controlled North Carolina Supreme Court blocking the certification of an election by which a liberal-leaning justice was just elected to the North Carolina Supreme Court. So, yeah, there's that. We'll talk about that on Monday. Don't miss it. I'm here from 2 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday across the Civic Media Radio Network. But here's the little tidbit of hope that I wanted to give you all. What I know is that in 2020, a Donald Trump-appointed judge in the Eastern District of Wisconsin heard Donald Trump's completely garbage, evidence-less attacks on the Wisconsin election, presidential election. His challenges to the recount, his allegations that, you know, we should just throw out hundreds of thousands of votes. And that Trump-appointed judge demanded evidence, chastised them for not having any, and then rejected all of the claims out of hand. I shouldn't say out of hand, with a very well-reasoned, thoughtful, deliberate opinion. So, despite many of the failings in many courts and many of the failings by many judges, my belief remains that the vast majority of individuals that sit on benches and put on black robes, when they do so, they check their own personal political beliefs at the door. And I do believe that the vast majority of court systems, not all, but the vast majority of them, and the vast state court systems, and the vast majority of federal Article III lifetime appointed judges endeavor to do so objectively and fairly, without fear or favor, and without letting their personal political and policy preferences color their judgments. The three most basic functions of courts are to do these three things. First, they adjudicate disputes between parties, and they should do so without prejudging those. They should do so based on the law and the facts and the merits of those individual cases as they are presented to them. Second, courts will decide what laws are ambiguous or uncertain and try to clarify those. Third, courts will determine what is constitutional and not constitutional, specifically as it may prohibit a government from taking a particular action. Those are the three things: disputes between parties, specifying or helping to clarify uncertain laws, and deciding what governmental actions go beyond the reach of our constitutional protections of each and every one of our rights. Those are the three areas. Keep your eyes on that. Ask yourself, regardless of what you may think or your policy preference or your politics, do you see courts and the judges that occupy them trying to achieve those three functions, and again, in a way that is fair, impartial, and treats parties and those that have interests in those matters fairly? I believe the vast majority of individuals who put on black robes every day endeavor to do so. The courts remain my hope that they will be a guardrail, a bulwark against what is undoubtedly going to be constitutional overreach after constitutional overreach by the incoming Trump administration. We'll talk about the North Carolina kerfuffle on Monday, but right now it is now time, everyone, to get to Donald Trump's sentencing this morning. Cardi, let's go right to Donald Trump. This is the first time that Donald Trump has spoken in this case at all. That happened this morning. This is the first time we're hearing any audio recorded during this trial. No other recordings were permitted. There were no cameras ever allowed. Everything that we were looking at or heard from that was basically Donald Trump in the hallway after the court hearings, or sketch artists and people's recollections of what was said. So Let's hear Donald Trump in his own words this morning. Let's start with A1, Cardi.
It was very inappropriate. It was somebody involved with my political opponent. Part of the records that we're talking about, they're saying, I just noticed where he said I was falsifying business records. Well, the falsification of business records, as they say, it was calling a legal expense in the books where everybody could see them, a legal expense. In other words, that legal fees or legal expense were put down as legal expense by accountants.
So let's get to, again, we're going to just do the shorts here, Cardi. Let's take Donald Trump's assertion of his innocence. This is shortcut one.
Gotcha.
I'm totally innocent. I did nothing wrong. They talked about business records, and the business records were extremely accurately counted. I had nothing to do with them. Any of that was done by an accountant or a bookkeeper who I think gave very credible testimony and was corroborated by everybody that was asked.
Everybody, except not. And let's be clear here. This wasn't a legal expense. It was a payoff. How is a payoff to a porn star to keep her from going public with her story of your extramarital affair in the weeks before the election a legal expense? I mean, I know everybody likes to think that lawyers are fixers of some like epic godlike variety, but they're not. It's not a legal expense. We're going to take more of this incredible sound from this morning's hearing. When we come back, I'll give you, of course, my take on all of it. So don't go anywhere. And we are going to squeeze in some Terry Bahr with what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin as it is Friday. And we always like to send you off into the weekend on a positive note. So keep it locked. My name's Maggie Dawn. We're going to take care of a quick little bit of business. And we'll be right back here on the Civic Media Radio Network. More on Donald Trump's sentencing when we return.